Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we'll be reading from 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4 and the book of Titus, 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4 and the entire book of Titus. Amen. To the glory of God Almighty. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, oh God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord God, we give you glory, amen, because you are God Almighty, God all by yourself, the only true and living God is the one who we serve, the one to whom we give accolades on tonight, the one to whom we give praise and honor tonight. Lord God, we honor you in everything that we know how, and the best that we know how to do. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We praise you, Lord God, as we walk, Lord God, in this life, as we walk, Lord God, into our breakthroughs, into the manifestation of your power in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for healing on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for bringing salvation with your mighty hand in every area of our lives, in all of our relationships, on our jobs, in our marriages, with our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in our bodies. Healing, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God. Amen, because you are the one. Hallelujah. You are our healer. You, oh God, are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our souls. You are our strength today, oh God. You are our provision on today, our provider. You are our help in the time of trouble, our present help in the time of trouble. Oh, Lord, you are the one that we run to when we are in trouble. You are the one that we praise, Lord God, when we are on the mountaintop. Lord, you are the one we give glory when we're in the valley. You're the one that we say Hosanna to, both asking for help and giving you praise at the same time. Lord God, we honor you today. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy, Lord God. Thank you for praise, and we thank you, Lord God, for honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move, oh God. Move, oh God. Move, oh God, every obstacle. And destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God, every ancient evil that has come against our purpose, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bind it up, Lord God, and burn it up in the name of Jesus. Burn off the dross. Burn off the unusable parts, Lord God. Burn off every tentacle and every residual of evil, Lord God, that has been and has come upon our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit ourselves to you wholly and boldly, Lord God, to speak and to do that you called us to do. Move, oh God. Move in us, Lord God, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are God over depression, oppression, regression. You are God over all those things, Lord God. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Oh, Lord, glory, 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 out of them all. We give you glory and honor tonight. We thank you, Lord God, because you are continuing to manifest your presence in the earth and calling men and women to holiness and righteousness and truth, calling them out of their sin and out of their degradation, calling them out of their fake and foolishness, calling them out of the diabolical restraints of the enemy. Lord God, we thank you that you love us so much that you would do just that. We give you glory, oh God, and we give you honor on tonight. Open up our minds. Open up our minds, oh God, to receive knowledge. Open our minds, Lord God, to receive wisdom. Open our minds, Lord God, to receive understanding from you, oh God, this night. Move, oh God, and give us revelation from on high, directly from your throne, Lord God, that we might go forth in obedience, Lord God, to your word. Give us understanding and revelation, Lord God, that we might go forth in obedience. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us vivid dreams and visions in this hour. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us a refreshing of your spirit, Lord God. We need your spirit, Lord God, to move on us. We need your spirit to ignite us, oh God. We need to be closer to you, Lord. We want this relationship, Lord God, and we want it to be on fire. Oh, Lord God, for you. In the name of Jesus, rain on us, Lord God, even right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, rain on us, Lord. Rain on us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let no area on in our lives go untouched by the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give glory and honor to the Lord God Almighty. Amen. He is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. Amen. In all of his sovereignty and all of his majesty, he is worthy to be praised. He is God. Amen. And there is no other. He alone made us. He alone saved us. And we give him glory and honor tonight. Amen. We praise God. We're reading from 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4 and the book of Titus in its entirety. Amen. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing of and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed to Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I left in Miletus sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, as well as Pudens, Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness in hope of eternal life with God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, but has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of our God, our Savior. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. For there are many insubordinate, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. For they profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise, the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourselves to be a pattern of good works, and doctrine showing integrity,
reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, not showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey and to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us adamantly, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a device of man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. When I send Artemis to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Send Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey with haste, that they may lack nothing. And let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts tonight. We have read from 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4 and the entire book of Titus. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I pray that you will continue to seek the Lord and seek his face. Amen. He is soon to return. And we all want to be ready to meet him when he returns. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to God. At this time, we're ready to go forward. Amen. And I'm asking each and every one of you, if you would continue with me in this journey, glory to God, as we continue. Amen. In the reading of the word, amen. So entitled, A Year in the Word, amen.